Welcome to the SOAP Bible Study Series from Oak Tree Community Church in South Bend, Indiana. We're in the book of Exodus, and we're past the halfway point. In fact, we're pretty much at the three quarters.
Yeah, of the right. We're moving along.
There's not much left to go.
Yeah.
So we're in chapters 29 through 31 this week. Last week, we saw that Moses had spent 40 days and nights with God, and Moses returned to the people, and he had plans, and these plans were to build a house for God, which, you know, it's called a tabernacle. And the deal with the tabernacle is, it's a house that God will live in, a portion of it, but it's much bigger than that too, right? There's also a big courtyard that goes around it for the people to congregate. There's an altar out there for sacrifices, and then the tabernacle itself in there. And the tabernacle was divided into three rooms, one for the priest. the holy place, and then the most holy place also.
And we should say that the word tabernacle just means tent. I mean, this is literally this is portable. Yeah. They were going to be tearing it down, carrying it, setting it back up. It wasn't going to be light. It's not like, oh, throw it in your backpack, but it needed to be transportable.
Yeah. And kind of cool. So we saw, like, with the Ark of the Covenant, right? They made these things, and all of them were gold was put around it, so you know that they were heavy, but they also had slots where poles could go through, so people could carry it,
pick it up,
pick it up, put it on their shoulder, and you know, four people could carry it.
And this was all God's design, so he designed it in such a way that they could you know, transport it and carry it. It wasn't something that they came up with later, oh, we got to carry this thing, you know. It was all part of the plan.
And lastly, we saw what the priests wore. And we continue this week focusing on the priests, too. Mm-hmm. So in order to serve God, they needed to be consecrated, which is a big word. I take it to be set apart, declared sacred, ordained is another word. Mm-hmm. And there's 46 verses in this chapter, and 29 of them state this process. Uh-huh. So we're just going to summarize what's going on here. But the idea is that the nation of Israel, they needed to take a young bull and two rams that were without blemish, and they were also to take along bread made without yeast, and that was kind of their starting point, right? Gather all that. And then Aaron and his sons, who would have been the priests, and it would have been the sons and sons and all the offsprings from there, they are presented to God at the entrance of the tent of the meeting. And then for Aaron, he was washed with water. Yeah, which means he unclothed, he was washed with water, he was clothed with these new garments that include a tunic, a robe, an ephod, a breastplate, a turban on his head, and attached to that was a holy diadem. And then he was anointed with oil on his head. And interesting, his clothes were actually not his, right? It was his station. Yeah. And they would be passed along to the next.
Yeah.
To the next head.
Yeah. So it's interesting. So just sometimes we get terms and stuff switched around. So the tribe of Levi is where Moses and Aaron and Miriam and everything. So there's Levites, and the Levites, and we see this especially in you know, other places, but the Levites would serve as the ministers of the tabernacle, the ministers of the temple later on. So they were the ones that were responsible for carrying these things when they were wandering around in the desert. Music, actually, the music portions and some other things. But the priests would come only from, you mentioned Aaron, only from the family of Aaron. So even cousins like Moses' children, they would be Levites. They would serve in other ways in the ministry of the tabernacle, but they could not be priests. That was only from Aaron and his descendants going down.
So for the priests, a little bit different. They needed to be presented to God. They were clothed. They had sashes and headbands, a little less ornate than Aaron was. But this is also a perpetual ordinance, right? It's supposed to go on forever and ever. And then the rams and bulls, they were killed separately, and their blood's used in various ways. We had talked about the horns that were on the altar. So it was put on the horns of the altar, the base of the altar. The fat in the kidney of the bull is burned on the altar. But interestingly enough, the meat, skin, and dung were burned outside the camp.
Yeah.
Especially the meat.
Yeah.
Right? But this was a purification offering.
Right.
Which is different than other types of offering. One ram was used as a burnt offering to God, and then the other ram, the blood, some of the blood was put in the right ear of the priests, mm-hmm. and Aaron. And then the blood and anointing oil are sprinkled on Aaron and the son's garments.
Yep.
Right? So the blood
yeah.
is sprinkled.
The sprinkled blood is sprinkled, on yeah. Right. It wouldn't be the last blood that's on there.
Yeah, right. Well, but you think about how these garments are passed down from generation to generation.
Yeah.
And of course they'd have to be washed and replaced. And
yeah. But you know, if you think of, you know, movies or videos, you think of like flannel graph or whatever, their clothes are always
impeccably clean,
right?
Yeah.
It's like, that's not the way it
is. I see a lot of stains.
Yeah.
Oil and yeah. blood. That's yeah. like
yeah. And you can try to wash it out, but you know, how hard is it to get blood out of something, right?
Yeah. Yeah. So with this other ram, there's a lot of things going on with it too, but it was more for eating, yeah. right? There was a wave item or a wave offering.
Yeah.
Then it was burned. And also Aaron and the sons, right? They get part of this food.
Yeah.
And if you think about it, quote, they don't have a job.
Now, right.
They have a job. They're the priests.
Yes, right.
But that is their job, but they don't have a way to
right.
to have food.
Yeah.
So part of the offerings that are given are for them to eat.
So they have food. This was the structure of the tithe was set up so that not just the priests, but that would also support the Levites. It was right. a tax on the rest of the tribes because right. this was their job. They weren't out there farming. They weren't herding animals, ranching. This was their job, was ministering to the people. And so God set it up in such a way that the people would support them so that they could at least, you know, have food and everything. So, yeah.
Right. So every day, two lambs are sacrificed, one in the morning, one at night, and then there's regular burnt offerings also.
Yeah.
All right, so now the nation of Israel, they need to make an altar of incense.
Mm-hmm.
This is also made out of acacia wood, which should be no surprise. That's what everything else was made out of. 18 by 18 by 36.
Yeah.
Imagine this, covered with gold.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's small. Not very big. Standard,
right.
Yeah.
Right, small, has rings on it, poles to carry,
mm-hmm.
just like everything else. But this needed to be placed in front of the curtain that on the other side of that curtain is the Ark of the Covenant.
Yeah.
So in the most holy of holy places, but it itself was not,
it's not in there. Yep.
Yeah. And Aaron is to burn sweet incense in the morning and regular incense at sundown.
Yeah. Yeah.
I guess you could know what the time of day is by smell.
By the smell. Yeah. So now, speaking of the smell, I mean, it's interesting because if you're burning all these animals, the hair and the yeah. guts and the meat and the blood and all this stuff is burning, that place is going to stink pretty quickly.
Right.
So God had incense burning nonstop. Right. Several times it talks about, not just here, but just throughout the Old Testament, it talks about the incense making a sweet-smelling offering or savor right. to the Lord. Well, it would mix with that, and it's not a magical formula or anything,
right.
but you know, did it have some kind of air purification qualities to it?
Right.
Did it, you know, just cover the smell? Did it actually purify the smell? You know, whatever.
Yeah.
But it was to help because that was a pretty awful place to stand and smell yeah. with that altar burning all the time.
And then you think about the flies.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
All right, there's also a large brown basin and stand for washing. And this is between the altar and the tent of the meeting. Mm-hmm. So Aaron and the sons had wash their hands, their feet before entering the tent of meeting.
Yeah.
And then they also wash before they offer incense on the various altars.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a couple recipes for the incense. I assume one for sun up and the other for sundown.
Yeah.
It's supposed to be made by a perfumer.
Yeah.
Right? So there's people specializing in this.
Yeah. So, I mean, can you imagine? One of the jobs, you're like, oh, I would love to be able to serve God. Well, what can you do? I make perfume. I make, you know, incense. Perfect. We can use you. Yeah. I love that because sometimes people think ministry is all, you know, priest type right. stuff or right. music like the Levites or whatever. And God's like, no, we need perfumers too for ministry. And I love that because, I mean, that's true today. You know,
right. Right.
God all designed us to do right. ministry, whether it's priest or perfume, we can do right. ministry.
Right. So this incense is almost put on everything that's anointed, mm-hmm. right? And anything that touches it is holy, which is, I think, kind of interesting because a lot of times, you know, something is clean, it's holy, and if something dirty touches it, well, now that holy thing is
contaminated, right? Yeah,
instead of vice versa.
Yeah.
That's yeah. kind
of
cool.
Which is sort of a picture of Jesus too, right? Because, you know, when Jesus touched a leper, he didn't become unclean. He cleansed the leper. When Jesus touched right. a blind man, yeah, exactly. he didn't become unclean. He cleansed the blind man. Right. So I think there's a really cool parallel.
Yeah. So this oil is holy. It shouldn't be made or used on non-priests.
Yeah.
And then there's a second recipe that's exactly the same. I mean, yeah. the recipe's different, but...
Yeah.
Same smelling.
And again, there's nothing magic about the recipes. It's not like God said, oh, I'm not going to tell you my secret recipe and you can't make it and use it. Because what, as humans, our inclination is to grab something like, oh, God gave a recipe. Right.
The first thing I thought of, I should make this.
I should make this for me. And then
I don't know what any of the ingredients are.
Well, and I'm sure it smells good and everything, yeah. but what their inclination, especially, and I see it today with... We've seen it with Ezekiel bread and the Daniel fast and other stuff. It's like, yeah. oh, if God outlined this, this is going to make me better or holy. In their case, it would have turned into, well, I've got incense in my house. Why don't I just do my own sacrifice and use this holy incense? And right. it makes everything holy that it touches. Therefore, I'm cool, right?
Yeah.
Well, you know, cool with God. And God said, no one is allowed to use this, not because the recipe was special, but because people are stupid.
Yeah. Oh. You
know, they would have turned it into something.
We'll see that next week.
That it wasn't supposed to be.
Right. In chapter 31, God chooses two men, one from the tribe of Judah and the other from Dan. There doesn't seem to be any, you know, importance there, just two separate just
mentioned.
Tribes.
Yeah.
And God gives them the knowledge, the skill, and the understanding in craftsmanship
yep.
to make all these items.
So again, we need perfumers, we need construction right. workers, we need engravers and carvers, because this is what...
Right, some of this is fine art that, yep. that goes on. Yeah, yep. cool. And then we end this week with a couple points.
Let me make one, yep. one more That's thing fine. Here. In chapter 31 here, verse 3, we're talking about Bezalel. I have filled him with the Spirit of God. So this idea of filling with the Spirit, you know, shows up here. And I mean, he didn't have a seizure. He didn't fall down. He wasn't dancing all over the place. What it means to be filled with the Spirit, and we see this in the New Testament as well, to be filled with the Spirit is to submit to his work in our lives and so that he can empower us to do whatever the task or ministry is that he's designed us to do. You know, so I filled him with he's filled with the Spirit. Oh, that means he's going to, speak in tongues and do miracles and all that. No, he's going to do construction work. Right. He's going to carve things.
Yeah, that is what? The knowledge, skill, and understanding.
Yeah, that doesn't seem, that doesn't sound like filling of the Spirit. No, that's exactly what it is. Empowered to do the ministry that God designed you to do.
Right. We end this week on 2 points. God reminds the people to keep the Sabbath holy. That's 10 Commandments number four.
There. Yeah.
And that also is a generation to generation. And the whole purpose of keeping the Sabbath holy, that you may know that I am the Lord who sanctifies you.
Mm-hmm.
And then also anyone who does work should be put to death or will be put to death.
Yeah.
And then God actually gives Moses the 10 Commandments. And I love the last part, written with the finger of God.
Yeah.
Which is way cool.
Yeah.
All right. So we're moving along.
Here. Some pretty good stuff. We've got the system set up now, right? Yeah. We've got the priests. We're ready to plan the tent, the tabernacle. We've right. got the workers. We've right. got everything ready to go.
Right. What could possibly go wrong?
Fortunately, nothing this week.
Yeah.
This week, everything is good. We'll see what happens next week. But this week, we're going to have a good reading here. I hope you enjoy reading through it this week, picking up some of those little details, some of these things that we pointed out. You'll see filling of the Spirit and some other things. Don't let those things get lost. See the connections as with other passages that you know. And you're not a priest with all these things, but if you know Jesus as your Savior, you can be filled with the Spirit and empowered to do the ministry that God designed you to do as well. So hopefully you see those things. If you have questions or comments, make sure you submit those or send those in either on YouTube or wherever you're making comments. We love to hear those. Subscribe, and you'll see when these things come out, and we will see you back here next time.